لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له هو الأول فلا شيء قبله وهو الآخر فلا شيء بعده وهو الظاهر فلا شيء فوقه وهو الباطن فلا شيء دونه وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم المبعوث رحمة للعالمين الذي بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وتركنا على البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. أما بعد, inshallah, tonight the talk would be وقفات مع سورة يوسف. وقفات مع سورة يوسف عليه السلام. Stops with the surah of Yusuf, Joseph, صلى الله عليه وسلم. This surah is a surah Makkiyah. Inshallah, we're not going to go through the explanation of the surah, because all of us, we know the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. But we're going to take parts of the surah and what we're going to benefit out of the surah. As you know, the narrations in the Quran al-Kareem is a lot, and it's a great way to get the knowledge, to get the point to humans. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this surah, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. You Muhammad, we narrating the best narrations for you. So whoever tells you as a Muslim what is the best narration is the surah of Yusuf alayhi salam. Because the whole surah, the main subject of it is narration, is the story in Islam. And we're not narrating in Islam things just to use time or to fill space in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma'azallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wise, and he never give us stories to just, you know, entertain the Muslims. But the stories has aims, has objectives, has goals. And the stories is a guidance, tarbiyah, is a guidance for straightening the Muslims. The first thing. The second thing, it is a support for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These narrations and these stories is for the prophets and the nations before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look how many nations before us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supporting Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he goes through severe trials, severe mihna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide for him one of these big surahs. And the mihna was great, ikhwan. The mihna was at the top in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the death of his two major supporters, Khadija, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They died. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the whole surah is Makkiyah. That means it's been revealed in the time, on the era of Mecca, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the 13 years that he spent in Mecca, when? Before, after the death of Khadija and Abu Talib, and till the time of Bay'at al-Aqab al-Thaniya. Walaykum as-salam wa barakatuh. So this is the time where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the punishment and the annoyment and the harm gets so severe on him. Because Abu Talib used to be a great supporter. Even he is a disbeliever. He was not believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he used to love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not the love of Islam, the love the Muslims has to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the sake of Allah. No, he loves him for the sake of the tribe. Because that is his nephew. There's a great difference between the love and the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The intention is different. Abu Talib in the hellfire. But the believers, they love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, greatly, highly rewarded. He will come as an intercessor in the hereafter for whoever love him without seeing him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the time of mihna, This is the time where the Sufaha of Mecca, the people, the ignorant people of Mecca, start bothering Rasulullah ﷺ, throwing the dust on his head sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, insulting him with different kind of words, calling him a madman, calling him a magician, calling him a liar, calling him all different kinds. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the support came from Allah, from the heavens. Revelation of Surah Yusuf and the Mishnah that your brother Yusuf alayhi salam went through long time of Mishnah. And the surah starts with Alif Lam Ra. The first stop is the letters in the Quran al-Kareem. A lot of surahs in the Quran starts with letter, ikhwan. Letter Alif Lam Ra, Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad, Noon, just one letter, two letters, three letters, four letters, just letters in the beginning of the ayah. The scholars say this letter is the great challenge for the believers, for the disbelievers in the time of Rasulullah and later on. Because Allah revealed this Quran, this miraculous Quran that used to take the hearts of the most intelligent people in language. You see, the Arabs, that is, they used to have markets not to compete in selling and buying, no, to compete in linguistic abilities. A person used to do a khutbah from sunrise to sunset without repeating one word. Very intelligent, deep. They reach a limit no humans could compete with them in the language. And the Quran came to tie all of their mouths. One of the biggest pietists in the time of Rasulullah ﷺ, when the surah Al-Haqqatu Mal-Haqqa being revealed, he said, say some beauty for us. He said, what I'm gonna say after Al-Haqqatu Mal-Haqqa, after the beauty coming of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah to challenge the Arabs, he said, I'm not gonna get you a Quran from different language, from something you don't know. I'm gonna get you something that you know the best. I'm challenging you to bring a Quran like this. Challenging you to bring 10 surah like the Quran. Challenging you to bring one surah of the Quran. Challenging you to bring one ayah like the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah putting the alphabet, the structure units of the Quran, Alif Lam Ra. We made this Quran, these words from these letters, Alif Lam Ra, Alif Lam Mim, Noon, all of these letters, indication to them that this is, we did not bring anything. This is a miraculous Quran, came from the structure of this letter that you know, from the alphabet you know. Challenge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama said the alphabet number is 28, and the letters that came in front of each surah, they count them after removal of the repetitive ones, 14 ones, half of that. And they found each kind of letter pronunciation is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never left none, because every letter has his own pronunciation. There is one with the like ha. There is one with the ritta, like sa, sa, si, si, ba, ba, with a loud internal voice. So all of this different kind of pronunciation came. Also the scholars are looking at that because they could not find an authentic hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ explaining these letters, why it was there until now. Then they collect these letters, they remove the repetitive ones, and they found it makes a word called Nassun Hakimun Qati'un Lahu Sir. Nassun Hakimun Qati'un Lahu Sir. That's a revelation, a wise revelation, straight, it has a secret in it. And this is one of the great secrets of the Quran. But the main part they could say Ibn Taymiyyah agreed upon is that to challenge the disbelievers, to show that miraculous Quran, the unit structure of it is that alphabet that you Arab knows it. So this is when you read the units or the letters in front of each ayah before. Some of the scholars said this is the names of the ayahs, some of the scholars this is the names of the Quran, but there is no strong support for that. And we move to the second point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that. Then the second step, the opening of the surah, Yusuf alayhi salam is telling his father, يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي أَرَى إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. Yusuf alayhi salam starts the surah with the ru'ya, the vision of Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf saying, you, my father, I see 11 stars and the sun and the moon are prostrating to me. Very strange, little boy is telling his father. So we come to the second point of the stops with the surah, is the ru'ya and the dream. Is the Islam has a code for that? Yes, Islam has a code for that. لَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in that book, the Quran, from everything, guidance to the Muslims. You have dreams and everybody has dreams. Some people say, or psychologists say, oh, this is like hallucination or whatever, you think during the daytime you will be reflected if you sleep this. No, but look at the code from Islam now. الرؤية, the vision and the dream. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, you know, mentioned three visions or three dreams. The dream of Yusuf alayhi salam, when he narrated to his father, he said, I saw, that means in his vision, that 11 stars, sun and the moon are prostrating to me. First one. The second one, the ru'ya of the people in prison with Yusuf alayhi salam. They said, one of them said, إِنِّي أَرَى أَنِّي أَعْصِرُ خَمْرًا وَقَالَ الْآخَرُ إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَحْمِلُ فَوْقَ رَأْسِي خُبْزًا تَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْهُ. One of them said, I saw myself in my dreams that I'm pouring alcohol, wine. And the second one said, I'm cutting bread on the top of my head and the birds are eating it. This is the second ru'ya, the second dream. The third dream that came, the dream of the king of Egypt at that time. He said, إِنِّي أَرَى سَبْعَ بَقَرَاتٍ سِنَانٍ يَأْكُلُهُنَّ سَبْعٌ عِجَابٍ وَسَبْعُ سُنْبُلَاتٍ خُضْرٍ وَأُخْرَ يَابِسَاتٍ. I saw, or I seen my dreams repetitively, there is seven fat cows are eating, engulfing seven lean cows, skinny cows, weak cows. And I see 7 ears of corn green, and I see 7 ears of corn dry. So three visions. That means the ru'ya and the dream in Islam is some fact there about it. Look the explanation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the ru'ya. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-ru'ya al-hasana min Allah." Al-ru'ya. الرؤية الصادقة من الله والحلم من الشيطان. The good vision that you see when you sleep is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the dream is from the devil. Okay, let's go a little bit in detail. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya akhwan, the beginning of the revelation, he stayed 6 months. This is the beginning of his revelation. He used to see the vision, and it happens in the daytime exactly the way he saw it at night. He saw it in his vision for 6 months. That's why he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الرؤيا الصادقة جزء من 46 جزء من النبوة. The good vision, the truthful vision, is one part of 46 parts of the prophecy. Why? Because count, this is 6 months. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being a messenger for how long? 23 years. 13 in Mecca, 10 in Medina. 23 years. How many 6 months in 23? What? 46. Because this is a half compared to 23. So 46. So this 6 months, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anyone that has a truthful vision, that he see the vision at night and exactly see it during the daytime exactly the way it happened at night, this is a part of 46 parts of prophecy. This doesn't mean he's a prophet, but you know, this is a part of 46 parts of prophecy, as Allah Sallam said. He said, and also Rasulullah Sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ خَيْرًا فَحَدِّثْ بِهِ. Guidance now. If you see a good vision at night, talk with people about it, about this vision. But if you see a bad dream, a bad one, don't talk to people about it. And turn to your other side. When you sleep, you remember you're supposed to sleep on your right side, as Rasulullah used to do, and put your hand under your head, and you know, you do the zikr as much as you remember from it. So you turn to the other side, means you turn to the left side. And what atful thalasan, and say, you know, blow, not spit, but blow, because on the bed maybe somebody is sleeping on the other side, you spit on them. So just blow three times, utful, thalas marat, wasta'iz billah, and ask refuge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will never harm you. And there is another thing also, guidance from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the vision. الرؤية كطا ك ك ك الرؤية معلقة في رجل طائر أينما فسرت وقعت أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. That means the vision, the dream you see, is like something hanging on the leg of a bird. When you tell it to somebody, he interpreted it, it will happen the same way he interpreted it. So if you have a bad one, do not tell him that. Turn to the left side and ask the refuge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from it. Because this is the ru'ya, the vision. And the opinion of Islam about vision. Yes, a lot of people have vision. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, في آخر الزمان لا تكاد رؤيا المؤمن تكذب. In the end of the time, near the end of the time, the vision of a believer, it will never come false. It will always come true. The vision of a believer. So this is regarding the ru'ya that passed three times repetitively, the ru'ya in the surah of Yusuf alayhi salam. Let's come to the biggest part, the biggest point that this surah came to treat. And how does it change Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how does it support him and support the ummah at that time? Yusuf alayhi salam and his trials, the mishna from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-mishna, this is the ikhwan, the sunnah. This is a part of a believer. For you to be a believer, you should be tested. There is no way you could pass this life without being tested. And you're being tested by in both ways, in the good and the bad. In the good and the bad. In the good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you wealth, will give you positions, will give you prestigious position, will give you that, and see how you're gonna act when you get all of that. And then it comes the other side, the bad. You lose something. You lose something you love the most. You've been through a trial. You know, a trial, especially a trial of a woman that wants to seduce you. Same way that happened to the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أكثر الناس بلاء الأنبياء فالأمثل فالأمثل. The most when they go through trials, the most when they get severely tested, are the prophets. And الأمثل فالأمثل, whatever comes after them in the faith. You know, prophets, in probably صديقين, شهداء. If you have متانه, if you have rigidity and strengthen your faith, then you get tested more by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your rank goes higher. And by the will of Allah, you will pass the test. Then your rank goes higher and higher and higher. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being tested sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the first day. And none of the Prophet being through trials like him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ من أحبه الله ابتلاه. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him, he will make him go through trials. He will test him. know, this is the opposite of what we think. You see, somebody said, oh, alhamdulillah, there's nothing happened to me, I'm great, I don't get... Think about it, yaakhi. If think very, very much about that, if your life goes smooth and nice and beautiful, this is not the way of a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alif Lam Mim, أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Alif Lam Mim. This is the letters we talked about. Alif Lam Mim. أحسب الناس. People, humans think that they will let them say we believe without testing them. Oh no, this is a corrupt way of thinking. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Do you think you'll say I believe without putting you through trials, without testing you? ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فلا يعلمن الله الذين صدقوا ولا يعلمن الكاذبين. We put those before you. This is not something bid'ah. This is not something we invented for you only, especially. No, this is the sunnah of Allah. The nations before us, went through trials. It's been tested. They have been tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know the truthful ones from the liars. Because a lot of people, oh, alhamdulillah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah, I'm praying, everything excellent. Then a little bump come in his face. Oh, he said, oh, I'm doing that to you and you're doing this to me. And give his back, then he's a loser in this life and in the hereafter. And if he thinks that his life will pass smooth without trials, then he got a corrupt way of thinking. He did not understand the ways of the Prophet. So Allah came to tell Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam this to support him at the time of big severe trial. And to support the believers and to tell the believers all over the area, the road is not as smooth. There is no roses and flowers in that road. No, 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 no. If you understand that, this is a misunderstanding. No, always there is trials. This is the sunnah. This is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So look at Al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem. The owner, the son of the owner, the son of the owner, the son of the owner. Who's that? That's Yusuf, alayhi salam. The son of Jacob, of Yaqub, alayhi salam. The son of Ishaq, alayhi salam. The son of Ibrahim. A tree of prophets. Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem. Went through in that surah thousands, a lot, numerous trials. What are those? The first one, the love of his father. Because Yusuf alayhi salam, they told him, a man in prison told him, Yusuf, I love you, I love you. He said, he cried. He said, I'm telling you, I love you, you cry. He said, أحبني أبي فألقاني إخواني في الجب وحبتني امرأة العزيز فألقوني في السجن. My father loved me, my brothers, they throw me in the well. And the wife of the minister of Egypt, she loved me, they throw me in jail. So the first thing, the love of his father. How the love of a father could be a trial, could be a test for Yusuf alayhi salam. Jazakallah khair. How? This is, ya akhwani, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you, Allah, this is what I have control upon. Forgive me of what I don't have control on. The love and the hate, ya akhwan, you don't have no control on. You have 5, 6, 8 children, but you love one or two the most out of those. But this love will make you differentiate. You give this more than that. No, this is the haram. This is the punishment from Allah. Then it comes. Then the love of Yaqub alayhi salam, that was not a mistake. No, that's Yaqub. He does not. You don't have control on that. The love of some person. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, he has a brother. His name is Zayd ibn al-Khattab. He's not very famous. But even he was Muslim before Umar. and he got killed in the fight of the one that returned back, the Murtaddin. He got killed, and the one that killed Zayd ibn al-Khattab, the brother of Umar, he returned back and became a Muslim again. He used to be a Murtad, he left Islam, therefore he killed Zayd ibn al-Khattab, then he returned back to Islam. Then he came to Umar, and Umar, he saw him, your brother, somebody killed your brother. And he became a Muslim now. Umar have no control in him, you can't do anything to him. He's protected from Umar. And then he told him, إِنِّي أُبْغِضُكْ, I hate to see you. The same way Rasulullah saw the killer of his uncle Al-Hamza, he doesn't like to see him, because he reminds him always with that. فَقَالَ لَهُ أَبُغْضُكَ إِيَّايِ يَمْنَعْنِي حَقِّي, you hate me, you will never give me my rights. He said, no, the love and the hate is for women. I hate you, but I cannot. I just fair with it. So this is what we don't have control in, the love and the hate. You have two wives, you love this more than the other one. But do you be fair with both of them? Yes. You treat this the same exact way you treat the other one. You love one child more, but you don't show that. This is in your heart, and Allah is not going to punish you for that. But you show the fairness, treat them exactly the same, all of your children, in the same way that the Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam used to do. But he loved Yusuf alayhi salam because when he told him the prophecy and he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will transmit this blessing from him into his son Yusuf alayhi salam. So this is the love. When his father loved him, he became very careful about him, too much. He doesn't want Yusuf. Then his brother got jealous and start doing envy and start having animosity against the one that their father loved the most. So this is a trial, because it caused him a lot of troubles later, and the majority of Yusuf alayhi salam troubles started here. And then the second trial for Yusuf is the well, throwing Yusuf in the well. His brothers, they gathered and said, our father is in a great plain error, that he preferred Yusuf and his son. He did not prefer, as we said, he you love, you don't have no control in your heart upon that. And then they throw, the second Mishnah is throwing Yusuf in the well. Imagine, ya akhwani, a young boy, and they got into a rural area, and this area is full of wolves, because they came to their father and said, oh father, akalahu al-dhi'b, the wolf ate Yusuf alayhi salam, waja'u ala qamisihi bidamin kadib, they brought his shirt and they killed a deer and put some blood on the shirt. Then Yusuf looked at the shirt with the vision of prophecy and said, subhanallah, zi'bun rahim, what a merciful wolf, he ate Yusuf without cutting his shirt at all, because they forgot to go. And what a merciful subhanallah. But what he can do? They're all of them saying, and they came at night. You see the surah, because they're liars, they're lying to their father, so they came at night to correct it, because you cry at night, you need to have tears during the daytime. You can't see no tears at night, dark. So alaykum salam wa barakatuh. So the second big trial, they say this trial, ya akhwan, is harsher than the trial of Yusuf alayhi salam in jail, because this is a boy. You're talking about somebody 12, 11 years old. They throw in the well, and this area is full of wolves. The wolf could come down and eat him alayhi salam. Dark at night, how many nights did he stay in there? So great, one miserable trial for a young boy in a rural area, not inhabitants with people. Second trial, to tell Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is not a bid'ah of you being through all of these trials, you Muhammad. No, your brothers in prophethood also, they went through like that, and they went through a lot of trials. And then the third trial moves. Yusuf al-Kareem, the owner, the son of the owner, the son of the owner, the son of the owner, four generation of prophecy, becoming what? A slave. a slave, ya ikhwan, like a goods. You buy him and sell him. You buy and sell the Kareem. Miserable trial, terrible trial. You go places you don't know. In the time that he needs the support from his parents, he needs his father and mother to take care of him, to care about him, into slavery. Another trial after that. Sold to the Egyptian minister, the minister of Egypt at that time. He's been sold to him, and now the minister said, "Akrimi mathwa." وَنَبْلُوهُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةِ أخوان, Allah said in the Quran, we test them with the bad and the good as a trial, as a conflict. In both ways. Now the bad, the love of his father is good. The second thing, the will, bad, slavery, bad. Then he moves now to the good. أَكْرِمِي مَثْوَى. The minister of his said, أَكْرِمِي, make his stay comfortable. عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا. Maybe he will benefit us. We will benefit from him, or we will adopt him as a son. They didn't have no children. So moved from being a slave, moving from a place to a place, working, slave, you know? No rights, no nothing. Into becoming now living like the rich people. And the minister loved him. You see, Yusuf alayhi salam, ikhwani, Allah gave him half of the beauty he created. وَأُعْطِيَ شَطْرَ الْجَمَالِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give beauty in this universe. He gave half of that beauty, only half of the beauty of humans in Yusuf alayhi salam. And we're going to say right now, the trial of women, they when they saw him, they used to cut the fruits, they cut their hands when they saw Yusuf. They couldn't say, but this is Malak Kareem, this is a noble angel, this is not a human being, from the beauty. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, saw him in the journey of a saint, and he described him this way also, أُعْطِيَ شَطْرَ الْجَمَالِ. Allah gave him half of the beauty of humans. You see, but look, I mean, see somebody beautiful, look at MashaAllah, great, beautiful. So this is the fourth trial with the good now. Allah assisting him with the good. He's going to live the easy, nice, beautiful life in the kingdom of Egypt. In the minister, the house of the minister of Egypt. For the fifth trial, the harshest trial. Become a young man now. Become a strong, reach the puberty age. Beautiful in every aspect, reach the personality, and it comes the harshest, the severest one of them, the seduction of the wife of the minister of Egypt. Subhanallah, something, ya akhwan, you cannot imagine, because back then the rules was not to marry a regular woman. No, the people of ministry, the high people, one minister of Egypt, he's the controller of everything. King is the position, and then the minister is taking care of everything. The man, the governor, that governs everything in the kingdom of Egypt. So he got a woman, he can talk and without limits about how beautiful is she. Powerful, talk without limits. And especially in this class where their religion they don't have no use for religion at all. You know, the class people, rich, controlling, governing everything, you know, they don't need to look at religion, nothing on the side, just put it on the side. Beautiful, and use all different kind of means, and Yusuf is living with her in the same house, under the same roof. وراودته التي هو في بيتها عن نفسه. She seduced him, the one he is in her house. وغلقت الأبواب. She waited until nobody, her husband out, and she locked the doors. وقالت هيت لك. She told him, come on, come on, all you. That means they, in their language back then, that I'm ready for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَهَمَّتْ بِهِ. She intended to get that from him. And the nature of humans, is still, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to tell you no lies in the Quran al-Kareem. This is the nature of a man. In his intention, in his mind, before this moves into action. Like the same way when you look at something haram and then, oh, this, then you start thinking, then you keep your eyes away right away. That little glance, Allah is describing it in the Quran. وَهَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا. And he thought about it. لَوْلَا أَرَّأَ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. Then he remembered, then the control comes from the mind now. Oh, this is haram, we're going where? And the ulama said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just erases this ayah and said, oh, she seduced him and he refused, and they may gonna say, oh, he's not a man, you know, this is the nature of a man. Allah created man this way. But you think, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, the authentic hadith, man hamma bi hasana wa fa'alaha, whoever intended to do a good deed and he's done it, write it down as 10, not 1. This is the most generous, ikhwan. Not 1, but 10. You donate $10, not $10 will be written reward, no, $100. 1,000, 10,000, because you're dealing with the most generous, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن لَمْ يَسْعَلْهَا. And he did not do it. He intended to do it, and that come a reason he didn't do the hasana, the good deed. Intend tonight, oh, I'm going to recite one juz of the Quran. And then one juz of the Quran, see how many lines, how many letters in there, and each letter not one hasana, 10 hasana multiplied, billions of hasana. Then you went home, and you got a visitor. The daif, the guest has rights. You cannot, but you intended to do that, Allah write it down for you as you've done it completely. What are you going to lose, your intent, if you don't do it? Something coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you intend to do sayyi'ah, if you do into a bad deed, to do a bad deed, and you didn't do it for the fear of Allah, not like the other one. If you didn't do it because you want to look at a woman, and then you saw her husband, you went someplace to look at her, and you saw her husband, and you said, oh, you just looked the other way. So you didn't do it not because of the sake of Allah. No, you didn't do it because you scared her husband. This is not going to be written as hasana for you. But if you didn't do it because you said, oh, a'udhu billah, what am I doing? I'm going to watch a movie. Most of it just liars. They're doing lies on us and music and haram women. Still, this is a woman on TV or on something. It's still a woman. You're looking at a woman. This is haram. Allah says, قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم. Tell the believers to keep their eyes away from haram, from foreign women. And mashallah, America, women are very modest. They cover everything, alhamdulillah. So this is how you deal with it. And then if you the sayyi'ah, and you didn't do it for the sake of Allah, it will be written as hasana, not sayyi'ah. But if you do it, write it down as one sayyi'ah for him. If he done the sayyi'ah one. The same way, you think, when he saw, as a human being, think, but he saw the evidence of Allah, saw the power of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, killed the idea before it starts in his mind, alayhi salam. So, ya akhwan, but this is a great trial, ya akhi. This is something. This is a man, a stranger. You see, they said, if you're not in your country, then do whatever you want to do. You know, just because nobody knows you. You're a foreigner. Where you know Muslims knows you. Nobody knows you. Do anything you want to do. Nobody will blame you on it. The same way. But look at Yusuf alayhi salam. Nobody at all. Most beautiful, beautiful woman got wealth and power. If he done, he will be protected. Yeah, don't worry. Alayhi salam. But look at the amount and the severe trial that he went through. Alayhi salam. And he ran away from her. And she pulled him from behind. And she cut her shirt, as you know, the whole the beginning of the story. But look at the trial and how severe the trial is. And imagine ourselves if we fall into that. You know, and the devil said, you didn't start it, you know. Just go for you, but look at the strength. And this is not an old man.
This is not an old man that he got the full control in his desires. This is a young man, Ikhwan, young man in the tub of his desires. And he said no, to give an example to Rasulullah at his mishnah, that look at your brother Yusuf alayhi salam. He went through a lot of mishnah too. And to give examples for the believers also. This is the way of believing. This is the way of the believers. This is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْجَبْ مِنْ شَابْ لَا صَطْوَةَ لَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wondering from a young man that he does not have a kabwa. He does not have a certain big mistake that he's doing. This is the top. If you protect yourself in this stage, that's it. Insha'Allah, you will be protected. If you train yourself and you get this Islam as the Sahaba, as Umar, 26 years old, young man, Abu Bakr, 38 years old, young man in his youth, Zubair, 16 years old, young people, all of the companions of Rasulullah ﷺ were young men, and he was a young man too, 40 years old, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr 38, Zubair 16, Umar 26 when we become a Muslim. All of them are young people. They took the Islam with the strength of youth. If you get at that young age, to 50 in Islam, this is the young. This is, if you don't do it till 50, then when you're gonna do it, you're playing in the overtime, as they said. But young, take it, young men, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you pass this stage, you will be inshallah something great after that. So this is the fifth or sixth trial, and we move from that into a miserable trial, another trial, trials after trial. Look, Ikhwan, since he lived, since his father loved him, and he told his father about this vision he saw, trial after trial. He gets from a trial the love of his father, envy of his brothers, make the trick, throw him in the world, from the world to slavery, from slavery moving different places, and then coming to living like a king. And now the wife refused. The other one moving from this soft kind of life in the kingdom of Egypt, in the palaces and beautiful life, into the harshness of prison, the harshness of jail. What Yusuf alayhi salam said, ya akhwan, رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. Oh my Lord, prison is dearer to me more than what they ask me to do. What they ask me to do, is that right for you to ask for yourself the test and the trials? No. Look at the ayah, because as I said, a lot of people, a lot of scholars went through this, but the ulama, alhamdulillah, they explained it very clearly. This is the time of trial of Yusuf. He doesn't know what to do with this woman. She does not even stop at that. When she seduced him and done all of that, and he ran away, and they saw him, and there is a witness from her family, said it's very clear. If the shirt is being ripped from the front, then he's the attacker. If the shirt has been ripped from behind, he's running, and she attacked him. She ripped his shirt. Very clear. And they found the shirt was ripped from behind. But they said, oh, in order to cover the high class people, he can't do. The man lost his rujula. Yani, the youth. وَالْعَذُ بِاللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ لَا يَدْخُلِ الْجِنَّ دَيُوتِ إِخْوَانِ. What is the deus? The one that takes his mother and his wife, with the beautiful makeup and this and the transparent clothes and this is deus. Because he doesn't get upset. He's like a pig. He doesn't get upset when people look at his maharim and his wife, the face and the body and the tight clothes and this, and he's your wife is beautiful, oh yeah, mashallah, and he's happy. This is deus. And the person, the youth, that he allows people to enjoy his maharim, his wife, his mother, his sister, his daughter, to look at his wife and he's happy with that, this is the youth. And he will never enter paradise. The youth never enter paradise. That was the class back then. And then everybody, they say, in order to kill this problem, then throw Yusuf in jail and just forget about it. But oh, what's behind the walls comes out. Everybody knew about it. And the women starts to talk about him. Then they didn't leave him alone even. You know, a moment of power, we said. They put him in jail, get him out, and invite all of these women, bring them to let you how civilized Egypt at that time was. They used knives. And this is very rare until the people reach a level where they eat and cut their food with knives. You know, they were not regular people. Civilized, highly. That they used to cut the fruits with the knives. Like nowadays, you know. High top, material civilization. But religious civilization, zero. They go opposite way. Except in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided. So, she brought all of the women, everyone, she gave a knife until bath bite. When they saw him, subhanAllah, Allah gave him half of a human beauty. Imagine how he looks like. And she beautified him. And when they saw her, subhanAllah, in hada illa malakun kareem. يعني شيء وعدت لهن متكأ وآتت كل واحدة منهن سكينا وقالت اخرج عليهن فلما رأينه أكبرنه. When they saw him, they exalted him. وقطعن أيديهن. Not one time that Allah said. They didn't cut their hands once. وقطعن. Whoever knows the Arabic, قطعن means repetitively cut their hands without thinking about it. وَقُلْنَ حَاشَى لِلَّهِ. How perfect, what is the perfect? إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. He is not but a noble angel. عليه السلام. She explains to them, look, this is what I was running after, not a regular person. And they start them even running after Yusuf عليه السلام. It's not one now, it's a group. And everyone is competing and becomes a talk. It's saying, oh, I'm not for a regular slave that I have in my house. This is Yusuf. Then Yusuf, da Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under all of this stress, ya akhwan. A young man, remember, this is a human being. This is not, he doesn't have a key where he's just turned the desire off. No, this is a human. Allah created him this way. But look at the resistance and the resistance and the resistance. And in this situation, to get rid of these women, the blood of these women, including the wife of the minister of Egypt, he said, Rabbi Sijnu, my Lord, the prison is dearer to me than this, than what they asked me to do. Then you cannot in Islam ask for trial. Rasulullah said, لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو. Do not wish to meet the enemy. وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهِ الْعَافِيَةِ. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection. وَإِذَا لَقَيْتُمُهُ فَاثْبُتُوا. Don't ask for trials, because the meeting the enemy and fighting, this is a great trial. Because ikhwan, the devil will come to you. Don't think very simple, but remind you with the wife and the children, you're going to die, your wife is going to get married to somebody else, the children will be lost, the money will be lost, the world son. Run up. And then you start running. Or you start hesitating, or you start shaking, or with your power. This is a great trial. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو. Do not wish to meet the enemy. وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةَ. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protection. But if you meet him, butu, stand for it and go for it. Alas, there is no run away from it. But don't ask for trials. Don't ask Allah, oh ya Allah, give me trial of woman so I get... No, ya akhi. No, as'al Allah al-afi, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protection. And as'al, don't ask for these things. Don't ask for sickness to get through the trial of thanking Allah about it. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you ask Allah in protection all the time. That's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the trial after that is the prison. Living the soft life, the king lives, the palaces, you know, palaces. People working and getting things for you. You eat the most, you wear the most, you something into jail. Jail. Huge, big difference. Another trial of Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam in jail, ya akhwani. Hada al-kareem. None, no good day, up and down and up and down and down and down and down. After one, jailed. Did Yusuf alayhi salam stop his mission when he went to jail? No. Because those, subhanAllah, yani, they do. Allah chose them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Yusuf alayhi salam in jail, he gets into the message of Yusuf alayhi salam. They used to say that area, to give you a little background. Yusuf alayhi salam in jail. So inshallah, next time we're gonna go through. So today we talked about the letters, and then we talked about the vision and the dreams, what is the Islamic code for that, and we talked about the trial. We have two more trials for Yusuf alayhi salam. The trial of Yusuf in jail, and then the trial of Yusuf alayhi salam when he becomes first number one man in Egypt. The days where when he gets out of jail, the days where the heads of humans under his order. And this is a great trial, ikhwan. And the money and the wealth and the court, because the 7 years we're going to talk about that, this area completely, the Sham, greater Syria, and all of these areas under poor conditions, poor situations, no food at all, people coming from everywhere taking the quote, whatever they live on, their food from Egypt, with the wisdom of, this is a great trial, because this is now you have humans' heads and you have human lives in your hands. You say no for the food, they die. You said cut heads off, you cut heads off. Great trial, yani. SubhanAllah. And the last trial, the return and the gathering of Yusuf with his brothers, the cause and the reason of Yusuf to go through all of these trials in his life, the cause and the reason for, and what is Yusuf going to do with them. Great trial, because this is the human nature. Somebody causes you a problem, you want to revenge, you want to get satisfied before you feel comfortable after you do that. And what Yusuf has done with them. وَأَخْرَ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Inshallah, we're going to go through also some points in the surah too, explaining it inshallah next week. جزاكم الله خيرا. Do you have any questions, brothers, before we...